Good morning. 4.5 minutes past the hour. A pleasure to have on the line with us Tommy Ranieri. He is the artistic director, of course, up at the Timberlake Playhouse, getting ready for their second production, Les Miserables. And Tommy, you're also directing this one, right?
Yes, I am. So happy to be talking with Gary and so excited to be directing Les Mis. It is my number one favorite. I know people always say it's my favorite show. It is like my number one show. I did it first when I was 12, then I did it when I was 17, and now I'm directing one of the first productions that people have been able to do in over a decade, which is absolutely insane out here at Timberlake. We're having a blast out here.
Before we get into the next production, how'd Godspell go? I did get a chance to go up there for a Wednesday matinee. Now that I'm a senior citizen, I can get the Wednesday matinees in, so...
Wednesday matinee is the way to go. The best way to do it is to get an early bird price tick. As long as you get it before the week that the show goes up, a senior ticket, you get a pretty good discount. And that really showed at our Wednesday matinee. I mean, we were essentially sold out. It was great. And what I really love is, we did this alumni production where we brought all of our cast members back from former years. And it was just nice for them to see, like, oh, I know that person. I know that person. And then to tell a story that people hold so near and dear just felt like it was a great way to give back to the community. And so I would say it was successful and that it really touched a lot of hearts. And I had an absolute blast doing it. It was really good. And then the voices were incredible on the show. Oh, my gosh. So yeah, very, very proud of that one.
Very good. So what was some of the reaction from the alumni for coming back? For some of them, it wasn't that long ago they were at Timberlake, but... Did some of them work together before?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I would say that, it was, four of our 10 were in my first, resident company of actors in 24. And so it was nice to, first, a lot of them, I gave them, their first professional job, and now they've gone out, they've gotten a few gigs under their belt. They have jumped up to being union actors or, working in cruise ships or tours or stuff like that. And for them to come back as a homecoming and do it together felt very serendipitous to them, which I thought was great, and to give them that opportunity. But what I really was so happy about having them back was we bring in this year's resident company. They're in Les Mis and they have an overlap together. So there was a real sense of mentorship there that I thought, was really great for our mission and pushing things forward. So I was very happy to have them back. And I think that they were just happy to come out and play for a few weeks.
Yeah, I've asked the people in the past, when they get the more experienced actors on stage and then, the newer ones come in, they do interact and, maybe pick their brain just a little bit as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how it goes. It's, there's no rule book or plan in how to be a successful artist. So just hearing from other people's experiences gives you more knowledge to, step forward with grace. So I totally, totally agree with you.
Again, visiting with Tommy Ranieri of Timberlake Playhouse. Well, Les Miserables, that was quite a coup for Timberlake Playhouse to get this on stage, was it not?
Oh, my gosh. So yeah, the very quick story of it all was Les Mis has, is one of the juggernauts. It's Cameron McIntosh's baby. It's been around for 40 years, and they've been touring the show, and they're shifting the tour into a stadium tour where they're only going to a couple major cities around the country, around the world now. And, I had heard tell of a theater in Utah doing Les Mis this summer from a costume designer who I had worked with. And I was like, no way is that possible. That's insane. And so we had already had another show lined up in the season, but I was like, if we could do Les Mis, that would be absolutely bonkers. So I call my friends at the licensing house, and I'm like, please, 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 please. And they're like, maybe. And I was like, please, 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 please. And they're like, you know what? Sure. We'll let you do this. We like you guys. You guys have been really wonderful to work with. We want to support, a regional summer stock. We like your mission. Let's do the thing. And so we are one of the first theaters to license the show in over 12 years, and we are the only licensed production in the state of Illinois this year. And the closest production, if you want to see Les Mis this summer, is in Lexington, Kentucky. So this is your only bet to see Les Mis, and it's been just an absolute dream. It's been crazy to be able to do this. To bring in some designers who I really look up to, to have John Michael Finley, who played the role on Broadway, Jean Valjean, coming and doing it here at Timberlake. It's just, what we're doing here is more than punching above our belt. It is like an absolute masterpiece here at Timberlake Playhouse. And I like tell everyone, if you could see one show at Timberlake like in this whole decade, come see Les Mis. It's going to be insane.
You know, you bring up a very valid point. I mean, you mentioned John Michael Finley being there, but you guys get some big players in, you know, are on Broadway. I mean, these are outstanding actors, and people got the opportunity to see them right in their own backyard.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of what we're trying to do here at Timberlake, right, is access. I think that every single person should have the opportunity to see high-level art, and they shouldn't be able to have to pay an arm and a leg for it, and they shouldn't have to drive 3 hours to go and see it. So I think that, like even more than, like, we have national tours, right? You could see the tour of Les Mis was this past May, like, in Chicago, and have some amazing, wonderful, talented people. And some of them sometimes transfer to a Broadway company or something like that. But, like, we have the person who understudied the role and went on over 100 times on Broadway in New York 10 years ago to come and do the show. And it's like, he really likes us, and I vibed really well with him, and he just wants to come out and do the thing. And these are communities that he and many of these actors feel really touched by when they get to perform for them. They get it. They understand what we're doing, and they come with open eyes and open hearts, and that's why we do it. Like, why wouldn't we go above and beyond to make it such a special thing for this community? They deserve it just as much as anybody else.
It is going to be amazing. Yeah, it's going to be amazing, and you've added an extra week's run to this production. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've tried a whole bunch of different schedules over the years. And, you know, when we announced Les Mis, I mean, the pre-sale was really, really astonishing for us. So we wanted to have the ability for a couple different things. We want the ability for people to be able to see it and sit in the seats that they want to sit in. We want to give our resident company who, you know, are learning to be professional actors through this contract to see what it's like to run a show for an extra week and what changes, what stays the same, what solidifies, how can you grow through a performance. And it's a big show, and we're putting a lot into it, and I think that we really want to make sure that we also get the returns back on what we invested in the show. So it's sort of a threefold reasoning in why we do that, and I think it will be worth it. And my hope is, come opening weekend, take a break week two because you've been so blown away by the product, and then come back week three for a little bit of fun.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we got a couple more minutes. Again, I really appreciate your time because I can imagine how busy you are. But tell us a little bit about the resident company that we're going to see on stage this summer.
Yeah, of course. So we bring in 14 emerging professionals out to Timberlake Playhouse to come and work with us. They are from in and out of colleges. I do a college audition tour where I go to about a dozen schools across the country. I go directly to their classes. I workshop with them. I audition them. And we bring them out. These are, you know, a lot of them, their first professional contract. But they're working at top-tier universities, you know, across the country. Specifically, the ones that you'll see leading in Les Mis. You'll see Joey Bakayoko, who's a junior at CCM in Cincinnati, playing Marius. You'll see Ali DiMatteo, who's at Carnegie Mellon University. She's a sophomore playing Cosette. You'll see Jasmine Rhodes, who is a sophomore at Oberlin Conservatory, playing the role of Eponine. Caden Hawkins, a recent grad from Ithaca College, playing Anjara. And then a slew of other people in the ensemble of roles understudying who are going to jump up and play other lead roles this summer. But they are, beyond being wonderfully talented people, because that is the standard that we hit here, they just really feel at home in this group. They came in, they really want to do the work, but also are really embracing what the lifestyle is out here and what our community is, you know, really offering them, which has been such a warm, warm return this year. This is a very, very special group this year. I cannot say it enough. I'm very pleased with this group. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Opening night is Friday. Before we let you go, for our listeners, just a capsule of what they're going to see, the story of Les Miserables.
Of course. Les Mis tells the story of Victor Hugo's greatest melodrama. You know, Jean Valjean, prisoner convicted 19 years for just stealing a loaf of bread, shows a story of passion, love, and hope through the lens of his faith with one of the greatest operatic scores and what some may say to be the great 20th century musical on stage at Timberlake Playhouse. We're really looking forward to it.
Tommy, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing the production. I saw it when it was there last time at Timberlake.
Oh, my gosh. Big shoes to fill.
I think you'll be all right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
Yes.
All right, Gary. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Again, Les Miserables opening Friday at the Timberlake Playhouse. You can call the box office 815-244-2035. Of course, you can always go online, timberlakeplayhouse.org.